for allowing me to have this sub slot this morning. I hope that I've done a good job with it. I certainly feel like I have, but I don't think I'm qualified to make that judgment. But yeah, keep it locked for another hour because you can. And also happy reading period, everyone. That starts today. I will be reading personally during this period. I hope you all do as well. Good luck on exams, everyone. And this will be, now that we're in my normal show time frame, I can restate that this will be my last regularly scheduled show of the semester, but keep your eye out for sub slots and stuff, because I know during finals week that people are often looking for people to sub, and I love to go on the radio and play music, so yeah. Anyways, this track that's playing has been Muscle de Sable by Romeo Poirier once again, and after this we have a little Blady with Wonderland, and yeah, once again, keep it locked. We'll be doing it Rocky Mountain style up in here.
You love you.
Yo, I'm here today and I am joined with my good friend, Lily.
Hi, I'm Lily.
And you're currently listening to You Always Start It by XXXY, which sort of is going to set the tone for a little bit of this
of
next
Calvin
hour
Harris.
Of the set. Yeah, Lily's comparing it to Calvin Harris, which I think is kind of fair.
I like Calvin Harris.
Yeah, Calvin Harris was one of the first ever musicians whose work I really loved. It's true, yeah. When I was in elementary school, I would listen to Calvin Harris all the time.
Calvin Harris was playing when I had my first kiss.
Wow, that's beautiful.
It was on the 4th of July.
That is awesome. Yeah. I love the USA. But yeah, I don't really have a theme for this hour of music that I've got queued up, but I'm doing a bit of 2010Z future garage stuff, which I think is awesome. It has a very unique like optimism to it, certain songs do, which I think you'll hear. And then I'm also playing some newer stuff, a lot of stuff from this year even, like some really random kind of not very known stuff, I think, that I certainly have been enjoying lately.
It looks like the theme according to Spinatron is electronic and dance.
Yeah.
But isn't it always
according to Spinatron, it's always electronic and dance.
Dance.
For those of listeners who don't know about the inner workings of WMFO, Tufts Freeform, Medford Radio World, Spinatron is kind of the thing we log, like what we play on.
Spinatron's also the user interface.
Yeah. And I think a lot of other radio stations use it, but it's like it's kind of funny because it labels songs as genres for you. Like you don't put it there; it like does it for you. So you'll be playing like a Bjork song, and it'll say it's like classical or something. That's that. I know that's happened to me.
There's something
before.
That
yeah,
happened
yeah.
to me. I think with a Fiona Apple song, which is again another angsty woman who does in fact have classical training and uses it.
So, yeah. Hey. I mean, yeah. Maybe Spinatron's more
Spinatron
forward thinking about
work.
Genre. Maybe they're more forward thinking about genre than I am.
Maybe we're getting poisoned from Spotify
yeah.
genres.
Maybe we are. But yeah, most of the stuff I play gets labeled electronic. Because such is life. But then they also have a distinction between electronic and dance.
Well, you can't dance every electronic song.
But you can, not all dance songs are electronic, but the dance songs that aren't electronic would get labeled like funk or disco. So I like where they draw the line. Because this song, for context, keep your thinking caps on, my dear listeners everywhere. Because this song is labeled electronic, and the next song is labeled dance. That's about to play.
You've never had a rock label, have you?
A rock label? Oh, no,
all of my songs
never.
Are rock and alternative labeled.
I get an alternative label now and
listen
then.
Listen to the Lily Show.
Rock is very, very rare. Yeah, check out the Lily Show.
If you want non-electronic music.
Thursdays at 9 p.m. Always worth a shout. Always good stuff. I'm going to introduce the next song. It's one of the most addicting songs I've listened to all semester. I've been really into it. It's kind of cheesy, but it's really, really awesome and, like, happy and fun.
Warning, you're not going to be able to stop listening.
You're never going to be able to stop listening. This is Love Rhythm by Sentinels. Thank you. We're back. I'm just hopping on the air really quick, just to say, once again, this is Drama by Bladey, and that last song was Love Rhythm by Sentinels, and Good Luck by Bladey, produced by Mechatalk, an album from like a few years ago, I think it was like quarantine era. It's actually good, and people really hated on it when it came out, and people still hate on it, and they say it's one of Bladey's worst albums. No, it's not. Have some fun.
Dance.
Dance. Have some fun. Live a little bit. And getting into this next song, this is Chrysalis Records by Egyptrix. Really cool, beautiful song. Thank you. All right, we're back on the mic. This has been Climb Back Down by Jam City from his second most recent record, Pillow Land. And before that was Absentia by Europa. And
Europa.
Yeah, very cute song, very beautiful. Same with the Jam City song.
That's the New York City sounding song.
No, that was Chrysalis Records by Egyptrix, featuring Trust.
Not Egyptian, yeah.
Yeah, Canadian producer named
Egyptrix.
Toronto.
Yep.
And right now we've got In My Room by Hayden Kolb, but we are going to...
You know what else is in your room? College Radio.
College Radio. And as you know, might I go so far as to say that there comes a time in every great radio show
when
you have to do a PSA? Is that right?
You know what? That's right.
Yeah, why don't you let me
know
what's
up? Yeah. I'll take it away. So here I have a 91.5 FM College Radio PSA, and did you know, not only is it playing in your room, but 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in Eastern Mass. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, good work, everyone. Check out some underground radio over at WUML Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. And support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. This was a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
I think I can speak for both Lily and myself and everyone else in the world when I say...
everyone else in Eastern Mass.
College radio forever.
And keep it freeform.
Keep it freeform forever. We'll listen to the rest of the song. This is In My Room by Hayden Kolb. Very fun time. And after this, we have some more fun stuff, including my next song, which is titled Nyjah Houston Visits the Faze House by Bryce Helm. Probably my favorite song title of the year. But fun time. Fun time forever. Lily keeps showing me phone cases on her computer and accidentally unplugging the aux cord, so apologies for the interruptions. Oh, Lily wants to chime in.
Accidental pauses and breaks and scratches on college radio are actually pretty trademark of the type of freeform we have. My dad frequently asks me when I play a little bit more out there stuff, is this on purpose or is the internet buffering?
It's the classic classic joke about like, hey, why does your CD keep skipping? It's Aphex Twin.
And this song has plenty of edits with lots of odd breaks.
Not really.
Remixes of it.
Not really. But
no,
I'm glad you think so. Anyways, this track is You and You by DJ Manny, featuring DJ Phil from the DJ Manny new record called Hypnotized, one of the best footwork records of the year. And that last song was Yaga Rave by Ian Mills. And keep it locked for 25 minutes
Please.
Longer. Because we got
Or indefinitely.
Bangers. And I'm going to be back on the mic in just a couple minutes. And I will be talking about basketball.
Oh, and you know it's going to be the Orlando Magic.
And you know. So get ready for that. Mentally prepare all that. And continue to enjoy this incredible footwork track. Okay, we're back, and currently playing is Love, Love, Love by Lauren Duffus.
Jack and I love, love.
And we love, love, love basketball here.
Even more than love.
Yeah. And normally Lily doesn't get on to talk about basketball with me.
Well, I just don't want to, isolate the people listening.
Yeah.
Because I am quite knowledgeable.
Yeah. Lily knows a lot about basketball. She's actually the biggest fan I've ever known.
Yeah.
And because of that, I feel always very insecure about letting her talk about basketball because I feel like she knows so much more than me.
You know, and gender dynamics play out in a funny way here at Tufts University, don't
absolutely,
they?
Absolutely. Well said. anyways, yeah, so I watched a bit of the Orlando Magic game last night as I'm...
I love the Magic.
I'm a huge Orlando Magic fan. They played the Cleveland Cavaliers, who we just lost to about a week ago. But we're back. We won by 10 points.
Okay, guys.
Paolo Banchero put up like 20 points. It was a real solid team effort.
You know, I've seen them haul better.
What do you think, Lily? What do you think?
I didn't see enough sportsmanship last night on the court.
Yeah.
They left something out there.
They left something out there. Yeah.
I like it when they dance together.
Yeah. Of course, that's one of the best parts.
And
of
I have to say, they
game.
Weren't bringing it with their musicality or their rhythm this week.
Yeah. I have to disagree.
They should have more fun.
But I appreciate your input.
You're welcome.
I think that it was a good win. It was affirming for the team, I think. it was affirming for them because they just lost to the same team like a week earlier, or like 5 days
earlier.
It's
really confusing, basketball and identity.
Yeah.
And that's why dance is so important. And if you tap in with your inner spirit on this and express it rhythmically.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, they need more dance music at the Orlando Magic, is my take.
I can agree with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyways, the in-season tournament wrapped up recently, and LeBron James and the Lakers won, which I think sucks. I'm sick of the Lakers winning things.
I know who they are.
I want new teams to win. I wanted the Indiana Pacers to win and not the Los Angeles
Miami
Lakers.
I want Miami Heat to win.
I disagree with you, but I'm glad that you're saying that, and I know you don't say it out of malice.
You know why I'm saying it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a conceptual team name, and that's so beautiful.
Yeah, well, so is the Orlando Magic.
Exactly.
Or the Utah Jazz.
Forgot about the Utah Jazz.
I love the Utah Jazz.
Is there a modern dance team to go with the Jazz or ballet?
Well, the Utah Jazz, like, dancers, they're all, like, they're very, like, modest because it's Utah
and
Salt Lake City.
One of my former dance teachers almost danced for their team.
Yeah.
Miss Jackson.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to Miss Jackson. We're here for you here at WMFO.
Medford Tufts
Freeform Radio. Yeah, anyways, that's I feel like we've yapped enough. We've waffled enough.
Yeah, just check out what's the name of the NBA app, Jack?
NBA?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Check out NBA.
Well, shouldn't it be NBAA?
No. But in case you haven't heard, basketball is getting real big right now. You're going to want to hop on.
Oh, so
on
is
it.
RuPaul. New season.
RuPaul and basketball are in for 2024.
Stay locked.
Keep it locked for 20 more minutes. This
and
is
for 2024.
When I'm Not Awake, I'm Dreaming of You by Lola Hush. Great song from an Irish producer that I think kind of encapsulates some of the like future garage optimism that I played at the beginning of my set and that I'm going to continue to play a little bit more.
For Dervla.
For Dervla. Shout out to Dervla, Lily's friend from high school.
Hey, your friend too.
And I met her once. Yeah, she's cool. I hope she would consider me a friend.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, once again, this is Lola Hush's single, When I'm Not Awake, I'm Dreaming of You. Thank you.
dreaming. If I'm not awake with you, then I know that it's not happening. When I'm not awake, I'm dreaming of you. Thank you.
This will be my last time on the mic for now, because we're running out of time and I only got a few more songs. Right now playing is Quicksilver by Nico DeMus. Before this was Far Nearer by Jamie XX, and before that is When I'm Not Awake, I'm Dreaming of You by Lola Hush. And just in case anyone's wondering, this is Ben Jack. This is the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Shout out to all the people listening. Shout out to everyone who listened at any point during my special two-hour show today. And thank you once again to Nat from Manic Pixie Dream Squirrel for allowing me the subslot. I had a good time with it. And if you're listening, I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you carry the energy I've brought with this music throughout the rest of your day. And if you aren't listening, I also hope you have an amazing day. But yeah, shout out the Milwaukee Bucks. Lily, would you like to say any closing remarks?
Another great semester of Jack's show. Change his names, but...
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with Rocky Mountain Oyster Review
really?
Next semester.
So you're
going to
do
next semester.
An annual?
I might, yeah, we'll see.
What was it before?
The Midwestern Nice radio show.
I was there both semester, first semester.
Yeah, first semester was a little early.
Jack had a 6 a.m. slot his first semester.
Yeah.
So a year... from today, I didn't go in person much, but went to every subslot, of which there are many, leading
yep.
to a way better time in the spring semester. I was there every week, still doing the PSA,
mm-hmm.
here most weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing the PSA. Beautiful show, beautiful time.
Yeah, we have fun.
Jack and I love dancing
we
and
have
listening
fun.
To music, and I hope you all do too.
All right. Should I? I'll introduce the final song and we'll say goodbye. Well, I'll be back. But this is Square Heart by 703-863-4357, which is just a really sweet little ambient pop tune that I've been
Check. You should come
to a fair bit.
My show on Thursday nights. You can play one more song, unless you get a subslot.
I might.
Beautiful.
But yeah, enjoy the song Square Heart by, once again, 703-863-4357. Have an amazing
And
week.
Write down that number. It's
yeah,
a code.
Yeah, write down that number. It's a code. Have a,
Unless
an amazing,
you're driving.
Amazing finals week, amazing reading period, and an amazing winter break. And yeah, once again, have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful life.
Beautiful world. Beautiful world, beautiful music. Beautiful
I think
people.
I said have a beautiful life last time, and my mom texted me saying she really liked that. So.
But your mom's in a meeting.
Have a beautiful life. My mom's in a meeting, but she was tuned in earlier.
Nonetheless.
Shout out to her. But yeah. I'm going to let the song play. And keep it locked for another hour if you'd like to listen to Fast and Loose with DJ Nate. He always keeps the energy good. So, yeah. Have a nice one.